When President Joe Biden announced a plan to send public health workers door-to-door on a mission to increase COVID-19 vaccinations, conservative pundits warned that those foolish enough to open their doors would be forcibly vaccinated against their will. U.S. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene went one step further, as is her wont, comparing those healthcare workers to Nazi brown shirts who aided Adolf Hitler's rise to power. Green has become the leader of a perverse effort on the far right that seems intent on keeping our nation's vaccination rates down. To further that effort, she has introduced H.R. 2317, the We Will Not Comply Act, legislation so vaguely titled that it would seem an endorsement of all defiance against the rule of law. The bill would pervert the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of color, religion, or place of birth, by extending those same protections to people who choose not to get vaccinated. If passed, the bill would prohibit schools, colleges, and employers from implementing vaccine mandates. Schools could still require students to be vaccinated for things like diphtheria, measles, mumps, and polio, but not for the virus that's causing a raging pandemic. Fortunately, the bill won't pass. It's one of those message bills that Congress is so well known for, and not a real attempt at legislating. Green's message is clear. I'm not as clear as to what message my representative, Yvette Harrell, is sending by signing on to the bill as a co-sponsor. The horror stories about door-to-door forced vaccinations were obvious attempts at partisan fear-mongering. Nobody will be vaccinated against their will. But required vaccinations as a condition of employment or public school enrollment will be an important part of our strategy to get vaccination rates to a level needed to end the spread of this ever-mutating virus. In May, Doniana County Manager Fernando Macias announced that all county employees would need to get vaccinated to keep their jobs. An executive order by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham requires that state employees either get vaccinated or agree to regular testing. And President Biden has required all federal employees and in-person contractors to be fully vaccinated. United Airlines, Tyson Foods, Google, Netflix, Disney, and Morgan Stanley are among a growing list of private corporations also requiring employees to be vaccinated. We all have the right to make poor health decisions. But when exercising those rights has a harmful impact on others, such as smoking indoors, the rights of the group trump those of the individual. As the Delta variant of the virus has taken hold, hospital and death rates have risen sharply in areas of the country where vaccination rates are the lowest. That has caused millions of Americans to rethink their opposition to the vaccine. But millions more never will. We can't make them get vaccinated, but we should take reasonable steps to prevent them from spreading the virus. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.